And 2014 could be a big year for Scotland. The country will decide whether it wants to become independent, ending 300 years as part of the United Kingdom. And the voting age has also been lowered to 16 for the vote. The BBC's Dave Howard sampled the opinions of Scottish teens.
Hi, my name's Sarah MacDonald. I'm 16 and I am pro-independence.
My name's Mike Shaw. I'm 16 and I'm against independence.
My name's Scott Fold. I'm 16 and I'm in the fence and we're the stand on independence.
So you've told us briefly where each of you stands on independence. Handily, we've got Sarah in favour, Max opposed, and Scott, as you said, sitting on the fence. Sarah, first of all, why are you in favour?
Well, I think that for Scotland to reach its full potential, so we'd need to be in control of our own money and our own priorities and our own needs for that. Well, we need to be ruled by our own government.
OK, and Max, why are you opposed?
Yeah, I just think a lot of it doesn't add up and it doesn't seem to be a better option for Scotland at this moment in time with all the kind of debt and things that we're already in as the UK. I just don't see how Scotland could cope with all that debt without the help of the UK.
OK. Listen then, Scott, I suppose in a nutshell, you know, Sarah and Max have just given us the very broad arguments that you often hear for and against the idea of independence. What could get you off your fence in either direction? You know, what could make you climb down on Sarah's side in favour or Max's side opposed to independence and wanting to stay in the UK?
I think if both sides of the argument gave more accurate statistics, because obviously the SNP published a white paper, but upon reading that, you discover that it's more like a wish list rather than what will actually happen in an independent Scotland. Both campaigns need to stop the kind of scaremongering that both do. They just try to rubbish each other instead of trying to get the facts out.
I think the white paper, although it is very positive, they're not going to say these are all the things that are going to go wrong. They're going to focus on the positive, and I think it's more of a promise as to what they're aiming for and what they're going to try to do, as opposed to what's definitely going to happen.
So even you, Sarah, as our pro-independence person, you make it sound like it's a gamble.
I think it's a gamble either way. If we stay in the UK, that's a gamble. I think if we become independent, it's a gamble. That's why it's such a massive decision, especially for people our age who aren't really all that politically in the know.
And just finally, we're on the eve of something quite special here, aren't we? After 300 years of there being a United Kingdom, this referendum could spell the end of that. Not only that, you, as 16-year-olds, for the first time in a major vote on anything on mainland Britain, are going to be part of making that decision. Does it feel like you're at the centre of something historic here?
Most definitely, I think that it will affect our generation probably the most. And getting the vote at 16 is brilliant, but I think that if we became independent, it most definitely has to stay at 16 and can't be changed to 18.
Scott, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think it is a huge historical moment for Scotland. We have to look at the facts and figures and make the correct decision for ourselves and future generations.
And Sarah, as part of Scotland's Generation 2014, does it feel like the world spotlight is on you right now?
It does a bit, yeah. It is such an important decision, especially because we're representing those that are younger than us, or younger siblings, or people maybe that have just missed the voting age. Because of that, it's the responsibility is so much. So I think it's really important, yeah.
Scottish teenagers speaking to the BBC's Dave Howard about Scotland's bid for independence. Scottish listeners, weigh in at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.